You're holding Kamar and Tzadikay. His last line was, Hahu Tabcha, there was a butcher. The Yom Lelechavre, the butcher told his friend, you know, on top of that Tzadikay and Aleph, he told him like this, he have a feisty minoi, like if you would have been on good terms with me, you should know, Miloi Safalacho Mishor Shapitim, the Avdi Yesmol, I would have given you to eat from a very good fatty shore. Shor Shapitim is that I fatted him, made him very good. I would have given you that special meat that I had, I would have given you. That I shechted it yesterday. But Vice says, now that you're not on good terms with me, I'm not going to give you from that meat. So Amalai's friend said back to Mishno, Achli Mishufri Shufri, I ate from the good part of that meat. So Amalai's, the Tabach said, Minoloch, like how did you get it? How did you know who gave you it? Amalai's said back to him, Dizoven Tloin Yavgechovim. That a guy bought a piece of meat off you yesterday, and besoffily that guy gave me from the meat. So the kids said, I ate from that good meat anyway. Omalei, so the Tabach said back to his person, no, Omalei, Trey Avdi, yesterday I had two different shvarim, two different axes like, and Behu Trefa Heve, that one that I sold to the guy, that was a Trefa. As if to say, you're not allowed to eat from the meat, the meat you got, you can't eat from it. So shall we believe the Tabach or not? Some Rebbe says, Bishvil Shaita Zeh, because of this fool, this Tabach, Shosa Shlei Koigen, he did not the right way. Onu Nesa Kola Makulin, should we ask for all the, like, the butcher stands where they sell the meat, that Avada, no, Avada, you're still allowed to buy meat, even today, from the rest of the butcher places. And Rashi said, the reason why he did something, Shlei Koigen, what was not right about this? Shemocha Trefa Levgechovim, that this butcher sold the trefa to a guy, and he knew that the guy is going to sell it by Makulin. And therefore, no, the other Jews may buy it, and it'll be mad to him. So therefore, if they didn't make achros, if they didn't announce it today, he wasn't supposed to sell the trefa to a guy. So this lashon, the Gemara says that Rabbi Latam, Rabbi goes according to his own reasoning. Rabbi Latamei, the Yoma that Rabbi holds and says, Makulin. If you have this butcher place, the marketplace where they sell meat, that's called the Makulin. V'tabcha Yisrael. And like most of the butchers there are all Jews, Rashi says, Makulun Tavchisok Lema, Makulun Oimdim Beir, the Tavchisom Asaskabem, the only Jewish butchers, like all the Shechtim are Jewish. So, Bosa Hanimsa Be'ovik Chavim, if you find meat in the hands of a guy in this place, is Mutta, you're allowed to buy the meat? Rashi says, Washlechum Natabokhus, for sure this guy bought the meat off a Jewish butcher, and he bought it, I'm not to sell it to make business on it. And he did not shecht it, but rather Jew shechted it. Therefore, it's mutter. Rashi says, the boso roif tabocha maslinon. We go boso roif. I maybe will trade for like lemechish, because it would have been a trefa, they wouldn't have sold it. Or it'd be makulit, because they know, goyim buy it there. So therefore, that's Rebbe Shita, it's tamazai Jew is allowed to buy the meat in the makulin. So just because this one tabach did wrong, we do not make exera like toss all the meat by the butchers. Now, Ikud Yamri, something that's not what happened. Ikud Yamri, that Omer Rebbe said like this, Mifnei Shreite Zeh, because of this fool, this foolish butcher, the Yichavu Litzure Lechavre, that what he was only lying. He only meant to give pain to his friend. In other words, really what happened was he sold the kosher meat to the guy. And the Jew was able to eat the meat. He only said it, that it was a trefa, to make his friend feel bad. That's all. That's called Yichavu Litzure Lechavre. Is because of that onu nesa kol makulin, we should go and ask all the butcher, all the meats in the butcher stores? Of course not. So according to this lashon, then a timer, what's the reason why Rebbe says you're still allowed to buy meat from the butchers? The chavu letzur lechavrei, because this one butcher did not really sell any trefas to the guy. He only sold them really kosher meat. He only lied to his friend to mitzar, to make him painful. That's all. Mashma then, holafok, if not for that, if it was really true that he sold the guy a bosa treifom, holafok, he also would have been also then for a Jew to buy meat in the makulun today. So more the question, is that true? For a tiny belong like this, that Rebbe Yemer Rebbe says, makulun, the tavcha Yisrael, in the case we have this place where they sell the meats, the makulun, and most of the tabach and most of the butchers there are Jews, so the halacha reads, that the bosser on imtza biyad ad gechavim, you find a piece of meat in the hands of a guy, muta, you're allowed to buy that meat. So what do you see? You see that, since it's becheskas heterein, So because of one guy, you don't ask for everything. So how could you say Rebbe said here the only reason why it's mutter? Because the guy did not really make a treifa. It was only mitzayir, but if he really sold the treifa, it would be awesome. I, Rebbe Shitrish, you go bust like Reif. Since Reif Tavachan are Yisraelim, it's not shchir to have a treifa for them. It's mutter to buy the meat from a guy there. Samora says, Shani Hoch, here it's different though. The Yitzchazik Yisura. Here it's called Yitzchazik Yisura. Because if it would have been true that this Tabach said he had a treifa for that then, he sold it to a guy, so that's Vada Yisunam in the marketplace. Therefore, today it would be also to buy meat from a guy. Rashi says the treifa, the Zela Nizabo Shirei Mokhul Orkechot, this person, this Tabach, sold it to a guy. And therefore, we have to be afraid, Shemokhim and Lodikachovim Harbei, that maybe this guy sold to another guy, maybe this butcher sold to other goyim. Therefore, with Chazak Yisuru, where if we know for sure that a treifa was sold to a guy in the marketplace today, then Echnami then take a sasa to buy meat off a guy. But we do not know for sure, so then Menas Sofik, Avada, then Rabbi Hold, you go bust a rave. Since rave Tabachim, a Yisraelim, you have a right to say the meat is kosher, even if you buy it off a guy. And Tais speaks out, the pshat from Rabbi is, that Rabbi Latayme, Diyom, Makulun, Tavchi Yisrael, is Smuta, and we're not chashin and shema made with the goy will bring an availer from his house, but the pshat is you go boss a roiv, the boss a roiv, boss a razlinon, and roiv becomes from Jew. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav says that the boss of meat, kivon shenes alim min ayin, once it was hidden from the eye of a Jew, the locher is also, you're not allowed to bite, and you can't bite anymore. Shirashi says shenes alim min ayin means, there was one time when no Jew was watching it. Even was munach al shachonoi. Still, it's also Rashi says because Shemun is chalaf in a vela. Maybe it got exchanged. Like maybe a guy came and changed it for a vela. Therefore, it's also teeth from the meat. So, more is the question. Mesa, we have a question. We just learned before that Rebbe Yom Rebbe says makulin v'tavchei Yisrael. We have this butcher, the meat place, the meat market. And most butchers, most tabachim, most sheikhtim there are Yisraelim. Therefore, bosa hanimtsa b'davik yichavim muta, even meat that you find in the hand of a guy, you're allowed to eat. So the question is, nimtsa if you find the b'davik, why is it muta? The guru that's called nisala minayin. Shemarin says, no, I'll answer you that nimtsa b'davik yichavim shani, found in the hand of a guy, here it's better. So Rashi says, why? Because it's Becheskas, this guy now is watching it for us. And the Jew did not sell a trifle to a guy to be able to sell trifles here. So therefore, in this marketplace, all the meat there is kosher meat. Therefore, even though a guy is holding on to it, he's like watching it for us. That's okay. But stam meat that's left on the table, Shema Ovim Tata Chofu. You have to be afraid maybe birds came, maybe an arif, a raven came, and took away the piece of meat you had there and brought a new piece of meat. So if you don't have a shemer, it's also. But the Gemara before was, since it's Biyana Vikachovim, he is like the shemer, therefore it's Mutta. Tarshima, come in here. We have a famous Gemara. Tisha Chanuyis, you have 9 stores. Kulan, Meichres, Basa Shrut, all of them sell kosher meat. There's only one butcher store in the city that sells treifa meat, sells novellas. Now, you went down to one of these 10 stores and you bought from them. You forgot from which store you went into. That's called kavua. Called kavua is kamachsa. Machsa dami. Therefore, it's also. Since you went down to the store, now we say the klal of the Grashi says, called kavua kamachsa. Machsa dami. And this is called minakvu lokach. Since you did not find it outside moving, you found it stationary in its place, therefore it's called Sofik Lechumra. What's going to be though, Benimtsa? Let's say you find a piece of meat outside one of the stores, and you don't know from which store it came from. That's the klal of Holach Acharev, you're right to go boss of the Rav. That what? That since Rav butcher stores are sell kosher meat, you ought to say this meat comes from the kosher store. The question is, if you find it outside though, how can you eat it? The chur, it's not worse than bosa shenasalim in ayin. You found it outside, nobody was watching it. So let's be afraid, maybe it was changed for an avela. So my answer is, According to Rav, that the whole law is talking about only if you find in the hands of a guy. So a guy Koponim was watching it. We don't have to be afraid. Maybe an Uruv came and changed it around. If he just found it on the floor, according to Rav, it'd be also. Toshima, come here, I'll bring another proof. There's a Mishnah Machshir that says, Motza bo boso, if you find meat. Rashi says, Mishnah be Machshirin, Ir she Yisrael lo dikechovim dorimbo, it's a city that both Jews and Goyim live together, and you find a piece of meat there. The locher is holachacha roif tabochim. You go after roif tabochim and roif the butchers there. Are Yisraelim, therefore the meat is kosher. V'yem mevushol, let's say the meat was cooked. Holachacha roif oichlei boso. Go after roif people that eat meat. The roif people that eat meat are Yisraelim, then it's mutter. But if not, even though a Jew made a shchitom, but a guy cooked up the meat, it'll be yosa al bishalakim. So if we have to go after roif people that cook up the meat. But I call upon him, if roif is a Yisroel, you'll not eat from this meat, even though you find it. So according to Rav Roy, it's Bosnish and a Solomon Ayin. So more says, v'chita, maybe you'll answer me, hochi nami benimtza bidavik chavim. Here we're talking about where you find the meat in the hands of a guy. So more says, if so, mevushol, holachacha roif oichle bosom. It says, well, if you found the meat to be cooked, then you have to go boss the roast people that eat cooked meat. The next, let's see this person. If the case is you're finding the meat and somebody's holding it, so what's Yishayla? See clearly who it is that's holding the meat. See if he's a Jew or if he's a guy. If he's a Jew, the meat will be mut. If he's a guy, the Jew should be yot also. So what's Yishayla? So who it's mashma, nobody's holding the meat. You find it on the floor. So it's Akasha. So who it's bossa shinasal menayin. So it says, no, Hoch and Mayaskinon. We're talking over here, Hoch and Mayaskinon, be Oymed Veru. It's talking about somebody else standing there and watching. Rashi says, Mishor Shenofa Miyad Odom, Lishom, Uviyoide Biyad Abaylim, Lenesser. If you want to call him, the Nimtim of Chavim Mutta. Talking about a Jew was standing and watching the way the person was holding his meat, and then he dropped it. And we don't know who that person is. But our kopon of the meat itself is being watched now that we know for sure no Uruf came and took it. The Zon Yishal of that person was a Jew or a guy. So therefore you have a right to go after Reif. Ben Achnam, in the case where it was not watched, Bostash and Salamanayin, it could be a Biyosa, even though they are Reif, Yisraelim. Toshima, come in here, another Mishnah Machshirin. It says, Nimtza Bigvulin Eivorim Nevelas Chatichos Mutarois. Now, Begvula means outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi said there's a Mishnah in Masechta Shcholim that says there that boss, if you find meat in the Azor, in the Beis HaMikdash, pieces, so it's from a Korban Oilo. That's there to cut up a Korban Oilo. They find the pieces of meat, Begvula, outside the Beis HaMikdash, then a Vorm find pieces, Nevela, you name one, it's Nevela. So Rashi says, Kein Derech Lechatchali Vorm, Lashnichali Ashpo. So Derech, if you have a Nevela, an animal that died without Shchita, you just cut it up and throw it into the garbage. It says here that nimtza begvulin, you find cut up meat, begvulin, evorim, cut up piece of the meat, nevelas, chatichos, mutaros. But if it's not an evor means a whole limb. But if you find just pieces of meat, then it's mutaros. Because pieces of meat, we say, came from a kosher animal, that they cut it up to sell it. Rashi says, avad, we're talking about a varev tabchi yischon kama. Bechiv nechla, since cut up to pieces, since it's meant to eat it. Therefore it's mutaros. So the question is why? According to Rav, it should be a boss that should be a Solomon Ayan. The Chita maybe answered me, how can I'm here also? Be Oymed Baru. We're talking about where you saw the way the owner lost it. The Mara says, if so, then, a Vorm Nevela Samai. Why do we say that they found limbs? A whole limb. It's Nevela Amai. That's the Shurish say also. The owner lost it. So why is it a Nevela? The Stam was from a good Chita. Samura says, need you time El Rav. The whole question is on according to Rav. I'll tell you, Itmo Lo, we learn like this, that Rav learns Pshanis Mishnah Shkolim is, that after it says it's mut, if you find Chatichos, it's muta, muteras mishum nevela, that's all. It's mut, means to say it's not a nevela. Rashi says, Loi Matam, it has no din tumor on it. And the Ocholoi, if you eat it, also you won't get Malkus, because only a suffix. But Mir Rashi says, Bachilotaka Asura, Enechnaim, it's also teeth from it. Because it's called Bosesh in the Solomon Ayin. But Vilo Evorim, a limb, that will machsa to be a vada nevela, and if you eat it, you get Malkus. So That's the way Rav will learn Pshat, this Mishnah in Shkolim, Renachami. If you find the pieces of limbs there, you have a right to say it's a Vada in the veil, and if you did, you get Malkus. But if you find pieces of meat cut up, you have a right to say that negated to the Isur, it's only a Sophic Yisrael. Therefore, you will not get Malkus. Renachami, Lechachilas, also did it, because it has a lock of Bosash Nesalim, Minoayim. However, Renachami, for Levi Yomer, Levi says no, Muteras Bachilo. Levi says even Muta Bachilo, because Levi is not Choshit for Bosash Nesalim, Minoayim. And therefore, since Reif Tabach and Yisrael Amir, you have right to say this meat is Bosar Ksheira. Now the Gemara says, behold, the Rav, that Rav says Alocho, that Bosar Shina Salam Menayin is also, behold, the Rav, La Befeira Shitma, he didn't say clearly, Ela Meklol Itma, it's only from another thing we could bring a proof that that's what he means. Why? The Rav had the Yosef Amavro. Rav was sitting once on a Mavro, the Ishtartis. He was once sitting like on the bank of a river. He was sitting, Rashi says, Al Moka Mavur Shleisanor, a place where people go over the river. He was sitting in the kitchen near the river. Rav. And what happened was, Chazi Yisrael, who gave him in, to have a call, Machvor Resha. He was watching.